Hello and welcome once again to The Blueprints. This is Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, Kawartha, Lakes, Brock, with new content for you every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We do appreciate you joining us here today. And as always, if you can't listen to the program in its entirety, please download it, listen to it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It is out there. And again, as the show progresses, please remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share this program. We have two amazing guests here to talk about just inflation. The cost of everything is out of control. So we have a newcomer. We have Rosemarie Falk from the beautiful riding of Battleford's Lloydminster in Saskatchewan. And beside her, a friend of the show returning, we have Michael Barrett from Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Pleasure.
Well, let's start with a topic I think everyone across the country is talking about. We have talked about it in previous shows. The cost of living is out of control. I got a list here. Fish up 10.4%. Butter, almost 17%. Eggs, 11%. This is unreal. Mm-hmm. And it's not getting any better.
No. And I've really tried to contextualize what it's looked like over the course of my life, because I'm hearing from constituents that they've never experienced anything like this before. And when you look at the numbers with food inflation, so the price of food being up, when you put together all those those numbers, it's more than 10%, nearly 11% year over year food inflation. It hasn't been that high in my entire life. So over 40 years, Canadians haven't seen anything like this. And another shocking number is that 40% of Canadians, 4 in 10 Canadians, have had to make serious cutbacks on what they're able to afford. So when we have a situation where food banks can't keep up with the demand, when we have people who have to make tough choices about what they're able to put in their grocery cart, we haven't even got to the season where everyone's clicked on their furnace yet. I've got big concerns about the choices people are going to have to make about heating their homes or feeding their families, and a government that's preparing to raise taxes on Canadians instead of being laser focused on making life more affordable.
Yeah, the carbon tax goes up, but again, look at the policies of this government, right? Let's short the energy supply in this country. Let's not help out the world that is in desperate need of Canadian energy. We have basically shut down any future development in this. Then they start musing about cutting back fertilizer use by farmers. So the price of groceries, as we just talked about, is already going up. They're just going to skyrocket even more. It's like I keep saying, they're doing it to you, not for you.
Absolutely. But even food insecurity, that's a real issue, right? When we look at the cap on fertilizer use, I mean, we can talk about global food insecurity, but how about Canadian food insecurity? Because it's a shame that we have everything in Canada. We are the breadbasket of the world, and it'll be a shame if we can't feed the people in our own country.
Oh, exactly. Absolutely. I think it's something that we should be proud of and ready to export, but yet we have a government that is continuing to put more red tape, more blockages in terms of productivity in place. But what I do like to see is the Jagmeet Singh in Parliament. It is really funny watching somebody who claims he's a socialist with the best suits on, the best watches, he drives the best cars, right? Like, socialism is for the people, not the socialists, right? He can have the best vacation homes, the best whatever, but it's the people who suffer with the effects of socialism. So when he supports things like more government spending, something that caused inflation in the first place with all this extra cash flying in the atmosphere, he's really not putting a damper on inflation. He's just trying to fight cancer with more cancer, right? Let's expand the tumor.
Well, exactly. And in Rosemarie's part of the country, people are being put out of work by the policies that the NDP is advocating for. So he, he's quite comfortable with his job and, with his bespoke suits and his Rolex watch. Meanwhile, he wants to shut down our oil and gas sector, which is I don't need to tell you, Rosemarie.
No.
It's the clean. It's the cleanest, most ethical
energy in the world,
and they're trying to scare that investment overseas so that we can prop up dictators instead of supporting Canadians who are extracting that natural resource for us.
And something I really get frustrated with is this: do as I say, not as I do. Right, and we see that all the time here, and it's so frustrating for me because the people that I represent in rural Canada. They just want to work. They just want to work. They want to raise their family.
Be left alone.
Yeah, just let them contribute to society. It's funny. I talk about this a lot too in regards to energy companies. In my small communities, it's the energy companies that put money into the hockey rinks, put money into the local hospitals, whether it's in Lloydminster, we had a helipad. So now Stars Air Ambulance can come to our community, donated by community members and the local energy company.
Wow.
Like, this is the things that they do for our communities. And it's not government. And the people that I represent want government out of the way and less of it. I mean, what's super frustrating for me is, you know, this dental care plan that the NDP has forced the Liberals to do, right? They're in favor of big fat government, increased bureaucracy, increased red tape, making it more difficult for the people that don't have the resources or maybe the advocates to be able to sit on the phone line for hours. I mean, they can't even run a passport office. How are they going to run another program? It's not going to be efficiently or effectively, that's for sure.
Well, that's another thing, right? Like, they want to add more to the pile. Mm-hmm. Already they're doing the things they have under their jurisdiction very poorly. You shouldn't have to wait and camp outside a passport office for days at a time just to get your passport, or continually wait for your immigration file to be processed.
So,
it is absolutely out of control. They need to focus on the core job of government.
Yeah, and just get it done. I have constituents who, after, and this is, I mean, expected after restrictions were being lifted almost everywhere, they are looking at booking a trip. They don't have passports. And this would be their first time going on a trip. They applied in April. You know, want to know what my office was told? Well, tell them to book a trip so that they can get in the queue. That's not what your website says. Don't book a trip without a passport.
That's right.
Like, it's so ineffective. It's just laughable.
Yeah. For the longest time, they said, get your passport first, then book your trip.
Says right. That on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a triage passport system, a government service by triage. And, you know, the dental checks that they're going to send out are not a dental care program. This is because it's provincial jurisdiction, mm-hmm. because
yes.
70% of Canadians already have dental care, and because, you know, 11 of 13 provinces and territories already have dental supports for low-income children. So this is duplicating what already exists, but it's also inflationary in what they're putting on offer. So we have the provinces and territories who've asked to meet with the Prime Minister for 2 years mm-hmm. to talk about health care, and the Prime Minister has refused, but the premiers have told him publicly that they don't want a dental care program. They need to sort out emergency rooms and physicians and all kinds of care, access to care issues that they're dealing with. And he has ignored them and is instead, cutting checks to, mm-hmm. Frankly, to prop up his mm-hmm. government in this coalition deal with the NDP that's not putting Canadians first, and it's driving inflation, mm-hmm. driving up the cost of everything.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to add.
So even coming from rural Canada, I mean, we have our own issues with doctor shortages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we look at the burnout coming in this post-COVID era on our healthcare system, I mean, the frontline workers, whether it's therapists, nurses, doctors, I mean, they're just burnt out. And so it isn't, I believe, and maybe not the most effective way that the NDP could be bragging of, the work that they're doing
Absolutely.
For Canadians.
Well, if you look back, one third of all spending, so about $150 billion, was projects that had nothing to do with COVID, but couched in the language of COVID. This is something that they could mm-hmm. have stopped spending or reduced spending on, but instead they had to give out all this extra money, causing inflation, expanding the money supply, et cetera, and now we're feeling these effects. And now everyday Canadians just trying to get by, like you said off the top, are making serious and drastic choices to their budget in order to keep the lights on and keep food on the table.
Right, and the paycheck tax that we're expecting on January 1st, where Canadians are going to take less home at a time when their paycheck already wasn't going as far because of inflation, they're going to get hit again with the carbon tax being tripled mm-hmm. by this government. And so anyone who is not able to, take public transit or walk to do all of their, daily activities, they're going to feel this in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
People who live in rural Canada who don't have access to public transit, who need
yep.
their vehicles to get to work, get to medical appointments, get to school, they're going to feel it. But it's also going to drive up the cost of everything from farm to table.
Yep.
All prices are going to go up. And it's going to punish people, frankly, for just living their lives in one of the world's coldest climates. Heating your home is not a behavior that needs to be discouraged. Canadians deserve better from government than what they're seeing from these Liberals.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the government has decided to come up with some temporary measures, some one-time payments with GST rebates, rent subsidies, just trying to help people. And I don't think there's any disagreement that people need help.
People need help.
It's out of control. The issue I think we have with it as conservatives, we're going to support it, but I think what we are trying to point out, yes, they need help, but at the end of the day, when the checks are gone, inflation is still there. Mm-hmm. You need the long term. You need to think the long game here. And what they should have been doing is listening about 2 years ago when our leader was pointing out that inflation is not going to be temporary.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so to be clear, we're going to support the Bill C-30, which is going to offer a GST increase to the GST rebate for some low income earners. And that's not what we asked for, but it's in the right vein of what the government could do. But they need to address the root cause of the problem, and that's their uncontrolled spending. And they need to seriously entertain some practical solutions. From The Voice in Pierre Poilievre, who said 2 years ago that there was going to be inflation, and the finance minister said, nope, there's going to be deflation. The Bank of Canada governor said, nope, we're expecting a period of deflation. Well, that didn't happen. So a good indication of sound financial advice has come from Pierre Poilievre, and that's that this government should not introduce any new spending unless they're prepared to find a dollar of savings. So for every dollar they want to spend, find a dollar they're prepared to save. That is going to send the right message to Canadians that they're feeling their pain. They're prepared to make sacrifices too for their pet projects to prop up their coalition or their pork barrel politics for their own ridings. But it's also going to help us address the root cause and mean that we need to send less stimulus checks because inflation will start to correct.
$1 in, $1 out, I think, is how most Canadian families run their budgets, run their households.
And even small businesses.
Yep.
I think that's something, too, that's being forgotten in the government rhetoric, because even with those payroll taxes going up, we can't forget that small businesses will also have an increase.
Absolutely.
Right? They're going to be paying those EI premiums as well. And so if the government keeps increasing taxes as such, eventually these small businesses are going to have to let go of employees or close their doors, right?
Potentially stop any planned hirings.
Exactly. And which is going to, affect the family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cascading effect on
them.
Yeah. The good news, ArriveCan is going. My goodness. It's finally.
Yeah, it's great news. The government's policy has lagged the science for several months.
But they have kept up with the political science. kept up with political science.
And that's what they've been doing. And so canceling these measures at our borders, the mandatory use of ArriveCan, the proof of vaccination, quarantine, isolation requirements, as well as masking on planes and trains, this has been a long time coming. And they've been unable to explain their rationale for keeping it in place, except that it's consistent with one thing, and that's that this government is intent on trying to divide and stigmatize Canadians instead of doing what they should be focused on doing. Mm-hmm. And that's helping Canadians, frankly, put food on the table for their families and to be able to heat their homes, get out of the way, let Canadians do what they do best. And that, Canadians are our creators. We create jobs. We innovate. But my goodness, this government has an unbelievable ability to just gum up the works and get in the way. So it's good news. The next step, though, is that they frankly should refund anyone that they hit with their $6,200 fine for using this failed experiment of a mandatory app. And and make right for anyone that they've sent to collections, and certainly cancel any that are outstanding. So, still some more work to do there, but it's good news.
Mm-hmm. It's on the right track, but so long and almost. I think many people realize that they weren't again doing it for you, for your protection. They were doing it to you, basically punishing those that did not vote for Justin Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Basically what it was.
Yeah,
sad.
Yeah, and it seems to correspond with a very interesting milestone in Canadian politics.
When did the science change?
The science seemed to change right around the time that we elected our leader Pierre Poilievre, and my goodness, they started to pay attention to the cost of living crisis that Canadians are facing, to their unscientific and unjustified border measures. Mm-hmm. So what a coincidence! So I think that's really great news and a good sign of things to come for Canada. So I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful too. We got to get out of here. We're out of time. As always, we give the guests the last word. You're new to the show, Rosemary, so we'll let Michael go first. How's that? Michael, the floor is yours for closing comments.
Well, it's like I said, I'm hopeful. I think that, you know, Canada's best days are ahead, and I believe that because we have in His Majesty's official opposition, Canada's Conservatives are united in making life affordable for Canadians, holding this government to account and demonstrating to Canada that that we're ready to form government. And, you know, they'll in Conservatives, they're going to have a government that puts them first. So I'm hopeful.
Rosemary.
It is very well said, Michael. Yes, it's almost like there's a new, and maybe it's with the new session also. It's just so great to hear across the aisle from some of these Liberals and NDP acknowledging, you know, some of the things that we have been saying. And that they're hearing that, yeah, the cost of living doesn't just stop around, you know, the rise of cost of living isn't just around my riding, it's throughout Canada, right? So I'm excited to see what's to come here in the next few months, really. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see the NDP become more and more
irrelevant.
Yeah, that might be the right word. Yeah. You know. Yeah. On that note, absolutely, as I can say, in Saskatchewan, the NDP, the provincial NDP, actually are talking about retracting their invite to the leader of the federal NDP because they think that they are hindering their electoral success in Saskatchewan. So it's quite interesting.
Yep.
Up and up.
Absolutely. Rosemary Falk, Member of Parliament for Battleford's Lloydminster. Hope you enjoyed yourself on the show. Mm-hmm. Hope you'll be back again soon. Michael Barrett, of course. Always welcome, just like Rosemary is. Good to have you back on. From, I got to get this right, Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Island, and Rideau Lake. I had it right the first time. I appreciate you both being on the show, and I appreciate your time. We do. Please like, comment, subscribe, share this program. Together, we can push back against that ever-moving Liberal agenda. And, of course, if you have friends, tell them that they can download it on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It is out there. We'll see you again next Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, with new content for you. Until then, remember, low taxes, less government, more freedom. That's the Blueprint.